Taylor Rawlings reaches down, picks up the collar and lead. Content she can do no more now. The Sky Racing Group 1 Perth Cup. $150,000 to the winner and the green light is on. Simon Told Helen the favourite in seven. Racing, Simon Told Helen dwell to the start. Now starts to master the Victorian, looms up on the outside and goes the lead up on the inside. Buster the Brute second, then followed by Mermaid Manelli and Werewolf Manelli, the brother and sisters bump Zach Manelli up on the inside. Then followed by Kiss Me Linda, next of all down the back, Venus and Mars and Banjo's Girl, but along the back and Simon Told Helen off and running out by five. Buster the Brute works into second, then followed by Zach Manelli running on. Next of all was Werewolf Manelli, but around the corner, the Victorian Simon Told Helen by three. Zach Manelli is flooding home, but Simon Told Helen wins a half length. Zach Manelli second.
They're all in, the green lights on, set to go for the Silver Chief. Racing, Simon Told Helen jumped pretty well at the centre of the favourites, going to spear to the lead, settling down. Tigong Tok is second, third on the inside, Who Told Stevie. They'll follow next in by Shimmer Shine. Over on the inside, then Hard Style Rico, well back at Jack after the tail. Christo Bale, Hard Style Rico now, well back with Zen Prince coming up the back straight. And Simon Told Helen the lever, scarping away in the lead, about 8-10 lengths out in front. Over Tigong Tok, followed by Aston Wizard, then Who Told Stevie. But Simon Told Helen, a brilliant performer, wins by five. Aston Wizard flew at the end for second. Third is Tigalong Tongue.
Maturity Classic. Green light is on. Set to run. Simon Told Helen the favourite. Racing. Simon Told Helen broke okay. Driving for Tigalong Tonk and Hardstyle Rico tucks in third, the inside of Playlist as they run the first turn. Next in the field was Evie Infrared, the rail, Christo Bale. A length in the field, Zambora Smokey and Satellites along the back at Simon Told Helen, four in front. Hardstyle Rico gives pursuit in second. Two to Tigalong Tonk, then Evie Infrared and Christo Bale. Around the turn, Simon Told Helen lead. Hardstyle Rico a length away. Simon Told Helen wins the maturity. One and a length and a quarter, Hardstyle Rico had
racing. Simon Told Helen began well. He's going to charge through and lead over Jack's Bale away quickly, and then Short Port getting up on the rail as Simon Told Helen ripped away. Followed by Leon Bale to the outside, Tigalong Tonk from Viva Tar, Mapunga Pegasus and Lightning Blast at the tail of the field. Simon Told Helen led by four. Jack's Bale trying to close in, and then Short Port and the rest headed by Tigalong Tonk as they wheel. Simon Told Helen the leader, two lengths to Jack's Bale. Simon Told Helen, simply the best, wins again. Simon Told Helen by a length and a half, Jack's Bale.
Yes, woof, 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 woof. A bit of a sad note to begin this evening's show, of course. That was the replays of the Perth Cup, the Maturity Classic, the Silver Chief and the Harrison Dawson, all races that the great Simon Told Helen knocked off with Group 1 credentials. And incredibly sad news came across our desk about 3-4 days ago now that poor old Simon Told Helen had passed away with a twisted bow, was the reported cause of death. So terribly sad news to kickstart the show. Andrew Gunner, Kenny and Shagaloa.
Yeah, some of to start the show. Not as jovial as we normally are, Paddy, but very sad news. Black armbands today, and rather poignant that one of those replays Who Told Stevie was in. And, yeah, I'm not a religious man, but in circumstances where it suits me, two dogs are upstairs now fighting over a bone with each other, two brothers.
No, it is terribly sad. He was a champion, and we spoke to Tony Brett only weeks ago. The dog, of course, was coming out of retirement to try and crack the $1 million mark, and he was about $920,000. And yeah, he unfortunately won't make it there now. But Kenny and Shag, are there highlights from his career that really stand out, or did it come in those four races?
For me, my favourite run of his was, I think, the week prior. He came second to Whiskey Riot in the heats of the Melbourne Cup, and then it was the Cup Night sprint on Melbourne Cup Night where he actually came out last, and he ended up clocking 29.35. It was an unbelievable run. And at the time, that was probably the night where we realised this is a superstar, because the week before, he actually didn't go off favourite against Whiskey Riot, which probably wouldn't have happened again. And there was a period, that period of Australian racing, just any time Simon Told Helen was in a race, if you were going for a Group 1 race, Simon was the dog they beat in every single Group 1. And this is up against the Hooked on Scotch, Shimmer Shine, Tigalong Tonk. The dog was an absolute superstar. And, really sad news for Team Burnett and Team Brett.
Yeah, well, he was an Australian Greyhound of the Year last year. And it was close to the Melbourne Cup as well. Came second to Hardstyle Rico. Arguably, he's won four Group 1s, but he's featured in about six or seven other big Group 1s and has been right up there, Shagger.
Yeah, for me, I'll never forget his maiden victory at Warrnambool. I remember having eyed off a dog, Selenia Teddy, who had just come off a pretty handy placing at Geelong, had drawn the red, thought this thing's going to win. But all of a sudden there was all this money coming for a first starter of David Burnett, so I was very keen to see how it went, and sure enough he came out and blew him away by 7 lengths, almost broke 25 seconds at Warrnambool. And I thought, yep, this is a pretty special dog, and 2020 is looking pretty good for him, and surely enough it was. He went on to, almost clip $1 million. So,
Very well said, boys. Vale, of course, to Simon Told Helen, the old Roman nose. We had plenty of fun with him along the journey, and it's very sad to hear the news. We mentioned that Simon Told Helen almost got to $1 million, a dog which has just eclipsed that. And we're just going to turn the mood of the show now. Tommy Shelby has eclipsed $1 million. The WA superstar, the Sand Groper, a.k.a. Kenny's favourite dog in the world. He's done it, Kenny. Tommy Shelby. How's it feel?
Yeah, it's great to see. And it's not just the prize money. It's actually the calibre of dogs that he's up with now. If you look at the dogs who have broken $1 million and you actually take away the ones that actually have won the $1 million chase, no offence to those dogs, but... I think Handsome Prince has been sitting in wine glass bay since he won the $1 million chase. So on this list, you're left with Tornado Tears, Dinah Double One, Fernando Beale, Fanta Beale, and now Tommy Shelby. Like, he's up there with the greatest now. So fair play.
Love it. He's a superstar. It's a shame he's not going to be at the Perth Cup this weekend. I know Stevie Withers would have liked to have been there, but I don't think he'll mind now because he's eclipsed that $1 million mark. I do want to ask you, Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, where were you, mate?
At the football.
Were you?
Yep.
Did you see me there?
No. Mate, I sit down where the plebs sit, not up where you Melbourne Grammar types sit.
4-0, baby. 4-0. When are we going to Rupple? When are we going to Rupple?
No, you don't pay your debts.
We double or nothing.
We didn't live on the record last week. You settle your debts that you owe me, and then we can make more bets. But that's how it works, mate. Otherwise, I think I'll have to get hired goons around to sort you out.
Get a couple of fellas from Lara.
Exactly. Yep, I know a few.
Get your hoodie-wearing beachgoers onto the scene, will
you? Going into that round, I didn't think you'd beaten much. And after watching Sunday, I still am of that opinion.
Oh, come on. We're impressive. Anyway, we're talking about footy.
The Cats stink.
Let's talk about greyhound racing. And this has become my favourite segment. Stands down, and so much so... I was able to go and make a Lunel Stinger for $5 dog. Have a listen to this. $5 dog. $5 dog.
When you do the woo bit, why didn't you do oh woof? That would have been better.
Oh God!
What did you think?
I loved it. That is staying.
I was in the car the other day, and that song came on, and I went, "That's very similar to the word five." I'm going to turn that into it.
Has somebody done that to Nate Fife, and you've just changed it from five to five?
$5 dog, and. That we're actually calling it $5 dog now because we had some feedback come say, why do you have to call it $30 dog? It's a bit confusing. Go back to calling it $5 dog. You can say we've spent $30 because it took 6 guys to get off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going back to $5 dog. That's what it's called. And, of course, there's money in the coffers because Hank the Hustler last weekend got the chocolates. This is how Hank the Hustler went down last Thursday night.
Loading in well. So they're set to run now. Green light. Stayers are ready. Stand by. Away and racing, and Hank the Hustler began okay. Out fast from the centre, My Girl Kizzy will cross over and lead, settling down by 5 lengths. Hank the Hustler just gets around a second, and now he's in a lovely trail. There by 3 lengths, then to Whipleck Hayes. Jump into action, last lump sum. A lap to go, and My Girl Kizzy out and running. Led at 3 lengths, Hank the Hustler. He's the one you want to be on from there. 6 lengths, then to Whipleck Hayes. A break to lump sum and jump into action. Up goes Hank the Hustler, and he rolled to the front off the back and put 4 lengths on My Girl Kizzy. Then Whipleck Hayes starting to whack away. They're well clear to lump sum, jump into action. But the best bit of the night at the short price, Hank the Hustler, and he's going to bolt in. Hank the Hustler won it by 4 lengths.
Hanky
over Whipleck Hayes.
Boy, ching ching. Dollar, it was a deduction because there was a dog out,
yeah.
But we still got about $1.75. We had 100 bones on that. It takes the $5 dog coffers to $220. Now, the baton, has been passed over to this man over here. He's wearing a nice Lacoste royal blue T-shirt today. Probably, you probably might be able to afford that with $220, but you have $220 to play with. Have you consulted the others, or are you going, what are you thinking? Because it is all on you.
We're backing up on Hank.
We're going on Hank again. Yep,
buttering up again.
This Friday night.
Hank again?
Yep.
What's he paying?
Well, there's no prices up yet, but we think he's going to be short around the $1.40, $1.50
Where's
mark.
Where's he racing?
Geelong, over the 680.
Okay. All right. And what do you think his price will be?
Well, is there an echo in here? We think around $1.40, $1.50.
Sorry. Okay. I'm just getting a bit nervous because I'm trying to think in my head, are you going full whack on Hank Nussler?
Yep.
You going the full 220?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Why? Have some.
When you pass that button, somehow it magically turned into a sword.
Oh, no.
Well, hang on.
You've asked me
to, so are we doing it or not?
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. Yep. You get final say.
Yep. Well, he's due a winner after tipping Geelong last week, so.
I'm just a bit nervous because I've been so looking forward to it coming back around to me, and it might come back as a big fat donut.
Well, it'll still come back to you, though. That's the important part.
Okay, well, $220 on Hank the Hustler. If he does win, quick math, at around $1.50, that takes us up to north of $300. And we're really starting.
And 30.
And we're starting to get some real momentum. What could we get a grand for? A couple of grand?
We need a couple.
What's Mr. Speaker's price at the moment? Declining, I would have thought.
He's not for sale, mate. He was a bit disappointing on Saturday morning.
Yes. I mean, we might wait for a couple more races and we might get him on the cheap, I think.
He wants some more distance, old Speaker. 460 is too short for him. He's not slick enough to go with the quicker dogs.
So you're telling the trainer that he's not really putting him in the right races?
No, he's just fitness.
You sure? Because that's fitness. What it sounded
no,
like.
No, fitness. All faith in Joshy Formosa out of Heathcote. He knows what he's doing.
All right.
Don't worry, the Speaker will be back. Let's play a bit of this. How much prize money? Prize money has that doggy one.
In the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much?
Prize money has that doggy one.
In the window, I do hope that dog is for sale.
Okay, you know how it works. We've got three dogs here. You got to guess how much prize money they have won. Can we get that little jingle back on in the background, please, Jace, in the studio? First dog. Tigalong Tonk.
I'm going first.
No, I look at you in the eyes, it generally
means. Yeah, but sometimes you look at me and you say shagger. So I don't know which way you're going.
Up to it.
560,000.
Kenny?
I'll go 400.
Shagger?
500,000.
407,210. Kenny the Brute.
We're back.
Gets that. Second dog. Pixie Minnelli. Kenny.
Pixie Minnelli? Why did you pick Pixie Minnelli? Oh, like 30K?
Never heard of it.
Gunner?
22,500.
Shagger?
We'll go 38,000.
93,629.
There you go.
Don't know your WA stock as well as you thought, Kenny.
Must be good place money in WA.
And the third dog, Handsome Prince. Shagger?
1.1 million.
So it's one race and then another 100,000. If that's correct, then that's a bit of a slight.
I don't know. He hasn't had too many starts.
I'm going to go for $1,020,000.
Gunner?
That's a big pot from Kenny. 1.15 million.
1 million and 20. 6,000.
Kenny.
898. Well, Kenny wins how much prize money? He knows his stuff. Well done.
The dog's only running three races.
Yeah. Well done to you, Ken Wado. Good at Ashford, Scotland. Let's play Fast Bucks.
Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks.
All right, where are we fast bucking?
We're going to Geelong. The Geelong Cup card on Friday night.
Oh, yes. I like the sound of this. Okay. Well, we know how Fast Bucks works. Are we ready to go? Music up in the background.
We got an update on scores.
Oh, sorry.
No, we don't. Because no, I didn't do them.
Okay. Lazy from you, Kenny. I mean, I even came with the montage and all that sort of stuff, even the new stinger, and you couldn't even get the scores from me.
One week we'll get it. Everyone will do what they're meant to, and we'll have a great show. 1 week.
All right, I can hear the music in the background. Fast Bucks, race one, Gunner.
Awesome Ability.
Kenny.
Human.
Shagger.
Only Dream.
Race two, Shagger.
Tom's Express.
Kenny.
West Star Storm.
Gunner.
Arby's Roger.
Race three, Gunner.
Fernando Mick.
Kenny.
Keep It Black.
Shagger.
Thriving.
Race four, Kenny.
Schumer Classic.
Shagger.
Sweet as M.
Gunner.
Aston Lavinia.
Race five, Lavinia Nixon. Gunner.
Yes. Jack's Bale.
Shagger.
Lala Kiwi.
Kenny.
Chungford Junkie.
Race six, Kenny.
Baruga Smoke.
Shagger.
Do it.
Gunner.
Jeez, no one after the Easter egg form. Devil 16.
Race seven, Gunner.
Bahati Bale.
Shagger.
Yozo Bale.
Kenny.
Tom the Chip.
Race eight, Kenny.
Quara Bill.
Shagger.
Kira Kismet.
Gunner.
Aston Titan.
Race nine, Gunner.
Hank.
Shagger.
My Girl Kizzy.
Kenny.
Arizona Gold.
Race 10, Kenny.
Sassy, is it?
Gunner.
Very Elegant.
Shagger.
Do the Queen Elizabeth double.
Race 11, Kenny.
Wildcard.
Shagger.
Zing On.
Gunner.
Specialty.
Race 12, Shagger.
Derry Express.
Kenny.
You should have left that one for Kenny.
Gunner.
Say hi.
Like it. Well done. Good fast bucking.
I got that.
Just quickly, Very Elegant, obviously the greyhound race. It's spelt differently.
Yes.
It wasn't spelt when inebriated. So Very Elegant spelt normal.
Very elegant.
Yeah, and Very Elegant's racing on Saturday. Can we do a little double?
Friday night into, why not? Boys will set that up.
We'll set up a little middle Michael Dublé for that. That'll be good. Let's take a quick break here on the non-chasers. Back after the break. There's a little tease in the montage. Pete O'Neill, WA race caller. He's got a big job on Saturday night. And we'll speak to him, preview the Galaxy and the Perth Cup. Back after the break. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet and Gunner. The trainers have picked up their collars and leads, and the non-chasers have as well. And we're content we can do no more because we've got Peter O'Neill on the phone, who is a superstar WA race caller. He's prepping. I think he'd be still might be sleeping in over there at the moment, but he's got a big job ahead of him on Saturday night. Peter O'Neill, welcome to the non-chasers.
Non-chasers, boys. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it might be over on your coast. But looking forward to a big night of chasing on Saturday night, and what a shame we don't have the people's dog in Perth for the Perth Cup.
Oh, I know. Well, straight off the top, how does it feel now to have a WA superstar crack the big $1 million prize money mark?
Which remarkable, considering I think he's only the eighth greyhound to ever do it, and considering three or four of them have come along the way because of the $1 million chase, it's remarkable. WA bred chaser to come across here, and we haven't seen him since September, so he's been going up and down, partying on the East Coast with his trainer Steve Withers, and certainly with the Peaky Blinders, they know how to party over there.
Will he be making a guest appearance at the track this weekend, Pete?
There is a rumour that he will be at the track this week. He won't be racing. He was picked up in a pink Stretch limousine after his win in the Golden Easter on Saturday night.
Love that.
He had his head out the window like he was in Vegas. And he had a couple of eggs on the way home and a couple of steaks. And so he's a little bit fat for Saturday night. But I believe he will be coming along. And the connections have been putting 10% of the owner's prize money towards some very good causes. They'll be presenting a big check to the Fire Brigade. We had some big fires over here earlier in the year, and the Fire Brigade are going to come out on track, and Tommy Shelby and the Connections will present a check to them to thank them for the great work that they've been doing.
So we might see him at the buffet this weekend, having a few beers with
there's
the boys.
A good
the $39 buffet.
There's a good chance he'll be there.
I was at Cannington for the Nationals, and hands down, the best food I've ever had at a dog track was Cannington. By far, like it's amazing, actually.
Yeah, Pete, you've always been a big rat for the buffet, haven't you?
I certainly have, and also the Box One Chef Special, which is the new thing that they're doing at the moment, and the $20 pint, Palmy and Bet. And you wouldn't believe how many young guys are coming out supporting your bookmaking firm and investing, and they just love the Palmy, the pint, and the Bet, of course. And it's remarkable, and I think Tommy Shelby's attracted quite a few of these young ones to the track.
No doubt. And he's been over the East Coast so long, as you mentioned. I think we've now claimed him in Victoria. Pete, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that won't be happening. That will not be happening.
I heard James Vandermeer claiming him last week as well, and I disagree with that.
Nah,
WA bred through and through.
Absolutely. On that, Pete, you're very parochial when it comes to the WA Dogs.
Am I?
and rightfully so, because when they come over, they're very competitive. Don't need to go back too far for Weston Augie and some of the things he did when he came over. Tommy Shelby, where does he rank in your years of watching greyhound racing from WA?
He's right up there, of course. First WA Greyhound to win $1 million, first WA Greyhound to win an Australian Cup, and the first WA Greyhound to win a Golden Easter Egg. It's been remarkable, the ride that he's been on. He finished third in the $1 million chase, third in the Melbourne Cup. He won the Hobart 1000, won the Australian Cup, the Golden Easter Egg. He ran second in a heat of the Perth Cup 12 months ago. He'd had a preparation of swimming in a pool because he was injured prior to what he got claimed right on the line, and then came out and ran the quickest of the night in the consolation of Perth Cup. He's a superstar. I regard Miata as the best that I've ever called.
I was going to ask about that, Pete. I was wondering where Tommy is now in terms of rankings with Miata. Is there room for both of them on the number one step of the podium, or do you think Tommy might start pulling away?
No, never. Never pull away from Miata. He was an absolute superstar. And Tommy's getting there, but I don't get to call him. So as I said, I haven't called him since September. So it'd be good to have him back home and get him to win a free-for-all or something like that now that he's missed the Perth Cup. It's a shame because that's the race that the Withers and the Harders wanted to win with Tommy Shelby, even though they won't knock back the $250,000 prize money of the Golden Easter Egg last week. This is the race they wanted to win, and unfortunately, they won't be able to do so. They might be able to win the consolation with Tommy's brother, Jumbo Jet, or maybe his other brother, Withers Manelli, who's trained by David Hobby, can win the Perth Cup, although he's drawn awkwardly in box five.
Well, if Tommy does turn up on track on Saturday night, Pete, and he just happens to lead them out in the stirrup, just call through to Sky Racing and say, put me on, I want to call Tommy, lead him out in the stirrup.
Oh, very good.
Definitely. It's been a remarkable ride, hasn't it, for all of the connections. And for us here in Western Australia, as I mentioned, so many young ones that have come into the sport that are really enjoying greyhound racing. Our turnover's been up. And I think it's mostly because of the fact that they've jumped on to Tommy Shelby. They loved watching the series Peaky Blinders. And I'm looking forward to, you know, maybe the Arthur that comes along next. That comes along and
be
the next superstar of WA chasing.
Well, funny you say that, because are you aware there's a dog out there called Thomas Shelby trying to just rain on the parade of Tommy Shelby?
I did hear that. That was disgusting. Yeah, I think it was up in northern Queensland.
Yeah, it's up in Rockhampton, and we're trying to do a match race between the two, and the loser has to change their name forever, Pete. So I think you'll know who's going to win that one.
I think, Thomas was based in SA, but the pickies were coming for him, so he took off to North Queensland.
Got off the grid.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pete, let's get stuck into the nitty gritty on Saturday night at Cannington. Race 6 on the card. This is the Perth Cup. Do you just want to give us your preview and your early look at the Perth Cup running at 10:52 on the eastern seaboard, so that would be 8:52 over there in the west.
So where the box draw we had on Monday, and Starbuck come up with box number two, and there was an almighty sort of sigh in the room because the owner and trainer, Jamie Marsh, was hoping Starbuck would draw wide on the track, and every other connection wanted Starbuck to draw wide. Comes up with box number two. She won the Mandra Oaks last year. She's a real star. And she has a good record and a personal best from box number two. But if you go back and have a look at her run, she likes to get up the track really sharply. She jumps well. So it's going to make a lot of room for Rip and Memphis, who is the first greyhound that I can remember for a long, long period of time that actually doesn't win a heat of the Perth Cup and goes into the final as the quickest second. So normally we have 8 heats. This year, just the 7. So he gets a run, and she gets a run with Memphis, and comes up with box number one, which is ideal because of the fact that Rip and Memphis for Shane Williams, the Shane train, gets plenty of galloping room. I just can't have Rip and Memphis as my on-top selection. I think Rapido Lass is a remarkable story for Paul Stewart, draws in box number three. The son of Brett Lee out of Tiamo, who won a consolation of the Perth Cup, has only had 7 career starts. Her 7th win was last week in a heat of the Perth Cup. She'd come back from October, hadn't seen her. Remarkable training performance. We have Tigalong Tong, who's now made 9 Group 1 finals, has never won one. Withers Manelli has drawn 5. Tommy Shelby's brother, Kenya Cruz, set a new track record over the 405 metres in the Good Friday Cup. You guys have yet to wake up that there's racing on Good Friday, as we have over here in WA, and flew around, went 22 seconds over the 405 metres, which is remarkable. Two from two from box number six has lightning early speed, trained by an American in Crystal Shinners. Sir Monty, drawn out wide for Chris Holse, has been a remarkable chaser, and Wise Thunder, a greyhound, along with Sir Monty, whose both mums, one group mums over on the East Coast. Wise Thunder was a finalist in the Melbourne Cup. Wise Thunder's mum was a finalist in the Melbourne Cup and trained by a young trainer up in Bakers Hill. You want my selection? I'll go Tigalong Tom for Corey Grenfell, who won this race 2 years ago with Orson Allen. I think that he's the best runner in the final. He's won over $400,000 in stake money. He's awkwardly drawn because Withers Minnelli, Kenya Cruz and Monty will all want to crash to the inside. Star Book wants to get up the track. I just think that Ripper Memphis leads. Kenya Cruz comes across. It's on the outside of Ripper Memphis. Last week we saw it the opposite way, where Kenya Cruz led. Ripper Memphis couldn't get across Kenya Cruz. So the box draw turns around for those two. And then Tigalong Tonk and Star Book will sit on those two leaders. And I think Tigalong Tonk will be too strong for all of them over the concluding stages. So I'll put Tigalong Tonk on top. I think Starbuck is over the odds at the moment, and I took a little bit of the 26 on offer that you boys put up a few weeks ago because I thought that she'd make it through. I just think she's not awkwardly drawn, but if she does hit Rapido Lass or Tigalong Tonk coming out of the boxes, it's going to take away her winning chances. Rip and Memphis will be in front for a long way, and Kenya Cruz, well, Kenya Cruz flew out when 5:38 last start. Personal best, 29.56, was the quickest qualifier. He's just a little bit hit and miss at the start. If Crystal Shinners can get him to jump, well, we're going to have a real race on our hands. But it should be exciting, but I'll be putting Tigalong Tonk on top in the Sky Racing Perth Cup.
Ah, the Victorian wouldn't want it any other way, going over to Perth and doing a little bit of a raid. How about the Galaxy, mate? Over 715 metres, Zach Minnelli, very short price favourite, open $1.65 now into $1.60. Looks the one to beat for David Hobby. Pete, your little preview of the Galaxy, please.
Yes, so five from five, Zach Minnelli has won over the distance. From this box, has had five starts, four wins, and also a second. It was the quickest qualifier, 41.39, finished second behind Simon Todd Helen last year in the Perth Cup. He's a star. He shows early speed. I'm not sure whether he's going to lead because Jayville Slick on his inside has got speed, and so too has Barefoot Tycoon. But if he doesn't lead, and as long as he's not three wide on that first corner, he'll eventually work to the lead going past the judge the first time, and then he just races away. The only problem that he has is the fact that if he starts bumping with Jayville Slick, who does like to move off coming around the bend, then if he does bump with Jayville Slick, it might take a little bit of his speed away from him and then brings him to the race greyhound like Sunset Birdsky, who's drawn box number one. But Zach Minnelli wins, and I think he'll win quite comfortably. I think Sunset Burbsky is going to be the hardest to beat. A star from the East, Greyhound went 41.65 at his first over the track a couple of weeks ago, ran within three quarters of the length of Zach Minnelli, and I think that Sunset Burbsky will be better for the run. Jayville Slick I'll put in for third for Crystal Shinner, so she could have a couple of placings in the group one. And the Barefoot Tycoon, a greyhound has been absolutely flying in trials, missed the kick last week in the heat, but if Barefoot Tycoon should jump and run, has got a personal best of 5.64 first section and a personal best of 41.60, could certainly play a part in the finish. So 7-1, 2-5, and a little shout-out to Sean Kavanagh and Ryan Levitsky who are involved in We the People, drawn out in box number eight, had won 4 or 5 in a row before finishing in the placings last week. And I'd love to see Ryan up on the dais and holding up a Galaxy final. But I just think it might be out of her reach this week with Zach Minnelli.
Ryan Levitsky wouldn't get the giggles up on the dais by any chance, would he, when he's up there? Infamously called that race at Northern about 10 years ago, am I right in saying?
He laughed the whole way, didn't he?
Yeah, they've actually got rid of the lure driver since that all happened. But have some gas issues. But not a good idea to have gas and a lure alongside each other.
Oh, I love it. Pete O'Neill, thanks for joining us on the Non-Chasers, mate. We really appreciate it. Real in-depth stuff, and hopefully the listeners and the punters can find a winner or two in Perth's feature race night at Cunnington on Saturday night.
Good on you, boys. Enjoy the race. And if you're ever over in Perth again, make sure you come out and I'll shout you at the beautiful buffet.
Cheers, Pete.
Definitely good, take Pete. You up on that, Pete.
Absolute deal. What a superstar he is. We'll take a quick break here on the Non-Chasers and we'll be back with more after this. Welcome back to the Nonchess Hills. You're on SEN Track for Sportsbet.
You said last week you could speak German. When you're rolling out the Deutsch.
Zwei Bier bitten.
Have another beer.
Zwei.
Three.
Two.
No, three. Three beers, please. Two. One. Four.
Zwei.
I don't know.
I thought you would have learnt four beers, please.
Oh, no, that'd be, I think, two.
What's, is it Zwei?
I think.
Zwei.
Zwei is two.
Zwei Bier bitten.
Yeah, we're getting down in the raids here with German, so two beers, let's move please. On.
Yeah, my German's not too crash hot. I'll improve. You know what? I'll come with a new German word every week and we'll slowly teach the listeners German.
Please don't.
German?
Oh, dear. Oh, Pete O'Neill was great.
Fantastic.
Loved hearing. He's a very well prepared man, isn't he? You can see
Get Helen Markle on next week.
Shut up.
Okay.
You're an idiot. That time of the show, let's invest in the West.
Alrighty, we're going to kick off with race three, Cannington Saturday night. Tough race here with a lot of dogs who were knocked out of the Perth Cup. There's a dog out in box eight here. I think I've tipped him before. He runs his heart out every time and I like it when he draws wide. So my first tip of the night is box eight, race number three, Ready for Magic. And what are you laughing at?
What is possibly funny about Kenny giving
it to you? Were you fancying the rest?
No, I was meant to say Angela Merkel. Not, I don't know where I got Helen Markle from.
Exactly. I didn't know Helen Markle was either, so I just had to just tell you to just put a sock in it.
Anyway.
Helen Markle.
I don't know how I've...
What are you, Oprah, mate, trying to get the big guest in? Just shut up and let's
Kenny... I don't know how I've arrived at that. Sorry, Kenny. I wasn't trying to interrupt.
I hope for God, Helen Markle... Someone that's not, we don't want it to not be.
I don't even know who it is. So anyway.
I just thought Gunner was laying ready for magic all day long. Then we're going to kick on to race nine, Cannington again. Maiden race here. Sarong's a dog belonging to Paul Stewart. Looks fairly handy. It's in box three. So yeah, box three, race nine, Sarong. And then in the Galaxy, Pete's already touched on this race. I completely agree with him. I'm just all over Zach Minnelli from box seven.
Touched on it or talked about it for an hour?
Well, the good thing about that is I don't have to spend much time talking about the race.
He gave it a good lick, didn't he?
He did.
He did indeed. But in race six, I'm in slight disagreement with Pete. I just can't see what's going to catch Rip and Memphis. Starbuck moves off. Sermonti moves in their boxes two and seven. It's just a complete squeeze. So, yeah, I'm just going to have to go for box one, Ripping Memphis at $2.25.
I was going to ask this, Pete, but he sort of answered it himself. So Ripping Memphis comes second in his heat.
Yeah.
And gets into the final. When was the last time a dog gets into a final in not the traditional way of winning, coming second, faster second, and be the odds-on favourite for the race?
His odds against
is it odds on?
Not quite odds on.
Opened $2 and he's drifted out to $2.20. He's very close to odds on.
Fastest qualifier? I don't know. I'm not probably not here.
That's a real rarity. That's a box draw just really propping that price up, isn't it? Bringing it down.
When you look at the launching pad, like I know it wasn't by fastest qualifier, but Kuro Kismet came second, won the final. Tommy last week came second. Yeah.
And in fact, Aston Rupee was another one that was runner up in the semi. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go sit on my hands then because.
I think most of these series, they try and have eight heats so that each winner goes into the final. But if you can't quite get the numbers, then you've got to have other ways of getting the dogs in there. Yeah. So it depends on what sort of series it is as well.
Yeah, it's just more the fact that it's the favourite. But I know it's drawn barrier, box one. I always say barrier. Anyway.
Tommy Shelby, he didn't win the semi-final and then went and won the egg. He didn't start it was odds on.
Yeah. A bit different though, I felt, because it was only, you know, the top two got in the Easter eggs heats. This is like what the winner gets in only, and anyway, the
only one runner up.
Yeah,
right.
That's next week's investigation.
Okay. All right. Continue, Kenny.
I'm done. On to Shagger.
What do we do now then?
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
All right. Well, off to Sandown as per usual. Quickly run through these tips, sensitive of time. Race two, number one, Turbulence. I think he's drawn nicely there.
Maybe Turbulence and Jumbo Jet should have a head-to-head race.
They should.
Yeah, really like him from there. So race two, number one, Turbulence.
Yeah,
moving on, race five, take.
Jake Chang out to the Terminal 4. Match.
Love it.
Jeez, the show's gone off the rails.
Oh, it is. All right, move on to another winner. We'll go race five, number eight, Taken. Look, lot of dogs here with a bit of pace looking to get to the fence from particularly the six and the seven. I think Taken's going to get plenty of room to move early and get around for a win there.
Yeah,
you need to get
baby.
The Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah,
beautifully.
Yep.
Maybe next time. Tell us next time if you're tipping Taken.
Yeah, we'll do.
Poor prep.
Race six, number two, Suntory Rose. Look, Gemma Blue, drawn in box threes, typically likes to use a little bit of the track. I think Suntory Rose could just get a nice little bit of room early to move and, yeah, could be a little bit of value around the two there. So race six, number two, Suntory Rose.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And then race 10, Boom Dog, Cobb Lentz, in box four. Look, there's a fair bit of early pace in this race, but look, if he's jumping as he normally does, I think he can muster up, find a winning position there and go on for a win.
Yeah, baby!
And then race 11, number one, Dr. Carmel, just mostly around the box draw here and a little bit of value about her. So, yeah, race 11, number one, Dr. Carmel.
Yeah,
and then race 12, number one, Aston Shine. Yeah, could be a little bit of value there as well. I think should get plenty of room to move early. Has typically performed well from inside draws. And although doesn't always begin well, I think from the inside that'll bring Aston Shine out of the boxes a little better this week. So race 12, number one, Aston Shine.
Yeah,
well done, Shagger. Pretty good.
And I just, yeah, of course, like, I mean, we touched on early, we've got the Geelong Cup heats on Friday night. And look, they're quite often, oh, sorry, quite a few of these heats are fairly evenly balanced. But race seven, number two, Yozo Bale, if I was going to have a punt on any of those.
Yeah, baby.
Yozo. Yeah. Great Yozo. Good stuff. Deviant, you got anything?
Oh, yep. So I always forget that you're going to come round to me for this one.
I don't know why I send a run sheet around every Tuesday afternoon.
Well, I'm still in grey, Penny. Put me in blue.
So Quaddy Legs again, race five, number two, no problem here. Race six, number eight, Cumbria Dreaming. Race seven, number three, Sound of Silence, which I'm sure you'd prefer for me. Yep. And race eight, number five, Aston Galahad.
What's the nap? What's the number one pick?
Cumbria Dreaming. Yep.
The Deviant's good at that, though. Pop me on a $6 one the other week.
Yeah, we saluted. Yep,
nice.
Deviant's
one
bet.
One bet for the night at Dapto.
Okay. So what's it called? Your best of the night at Dapto?
Cumbria Dreaming's got some very good form at Wenty recently and looks well drawn here.
Are you saying that Dapto's not as good quality as Wentworth Park?
No, if you've got good Wentworth Park form and you go into Dapto, that gives you an extra leg. Yep.
Like it. Let's take a break for sake of sanity, and we'll be back with the final little clipper of the show, being dog food and all that sort of stuff. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with more non-chasers after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers, final clipper of the show. Do you like how I change the word every time?
For what?
The last little bit of the show. Called it a clipper.
Did you?
Didn't care.
I didn't hear it.
Very impressive.
That was a nice little clipper from Kenny.
Kenny's getting very good. He's getting very good. I like the cut of his jib. Let's get straight into it. You know how it works. Dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy. You get carve it.
You guys want to have a little crack at the theme for this week?
What's been, I don't know, Hideki Matsuyama winning the Masters?
It's good. Didn't want to celebrate the old boy, though, did he?
No, he's very subdued.
Kenny, you want to have a guess for the theme?
I don't know, millionaires?
No. Shagger?
I don't know, the Bistro at Ballarat Dogs?
Absolutely not.
No.
Bow, bow. The theme for this week is the Suez Canal. Obviously, we had a boat.
Oh, that thing that happened about a month ago?
But it's still in the limelight because recently they're making the company pay over $1 billion in damages and it's all going to court and it's going to be all quite interesting anyway. That's the thing for dog food.
Didn't even know anything had happened.
Well, the boat got stuck in the canal and clogged one of the main arterioles to get
arterioles.
Yeah.
Is that like a wristhole?
No. It's a main artery. You know what they say on the chopper? Down here, main arterioles. We're all backed up to Corroy Creek Road. okay. Test your buzzer.
What's the last good movie that Eric Banner made? I don't know. Panama.
They've got a canal, but this is in Egypt. Kenny?
Clipper.
Shagger?
3-point turn.
All right, music up in the background, please. Question number one, shipping canal.
Panama.
Crepe paper.
What did you say? Crepe paper.
What was your buzzer?
Panama. Crepe paper.
Panama.
What was the name of the dog?
I said shipping canal.
Shipping canal. That's a term.
Correct. Question two, Egyptian charter.
Sorry about that.
Kenny?
It's a dog.
Correct, 1970. Question three, sandstorm. 3-point turn.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Question four, ever given.
Panama. Clipper.
Clipper.
That is a dog.
Incorrect.
What was the name? I just don't know.
Ever given. It was the name of the ship which got stuck.
Ah.
You're on zero. Shagger and Gunner are both on one. Question five, got bogged.
Panama.
Panama.
Dog.
Correct. Yes. He's done it. Is that the first time you've won dog food? Got bogged, 2006.
One last week.
He wins all the time.
You are throwing it in pretty quickly. That was dog food. Time for a little bit of show me of the money.
Bogged.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
All right, crepe paper.
What? Don't know where that.
I don't
came
know.
From.
Lost your buzzer, and it sounded like you said that. Anyway, show me the money. You know how this works. Value play of the week. Got to be over $5. What's your pick?
Geelong race 7, number 4. Tom the Cheap at $15.
Shagger.
Mine's Sandown race 7, number 8. Weblack Hayes. Around the 550, I think.
Yeah, just rolled that out a couple, did you, Shagger? It was 480 and just...
Oh, it's 650. It's 650. It rolled down now.
I'm going for Cannington tonight. Race 3 kicks off at 25 past 9. Box 3, Izuku at $8.50.
Like it. I'm going to go to Sandown Park. Race 10, Thursday night, number 3. St. Mac. $15 into 8. It's going to roll the favourite in that race.
Okay.
Nice little price.
Yep.
Bit of early toe for St. Mac. All right, non-chasers multi. And last week, first leg, ding. Second leg, ding. Third leg, ding. It was all paid out on Thursday night, and then Tommy Shelby just came and did the victory lap on the Saturday night, didn't you, Kenny?
Yeah, I was looking for the multi to be paid out after the second one came up because it was never, ever going to be beat.
Well,
confidence.
Ever. And just did that happen?
Yeah.
Good. Look at that. It was paid out after two. Thus was the confidence of the sportsman traders.
I don't think it was.
An early payout. Well done. Okay, well, what's your selection for this week?
Me? Yep. Starting with me. Sandown, race 2, number 1, Turbulence.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Sandown, race 7, number 5, Aston Ulysses. Got some form around Mr. Speaker, this dog. I think it's a very handy dog.
Jeez, wind it out.
Kenny?
Zach Minnelli in the Galaxy.
The place.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an anchor. And you, Shagaloa?
Race 12 at Sandown, box 1, Aston Shine for the place.
Very nice. Any final thoughts, musings, questions?
Oh, did you have a price sorted out for that, yeah, boys? Or?
Oh, what was
I
the price?
I thought you were going Sunset Burbsky.
What was the price?
Oh, it was like, yeah, we'll stick with Zach and we'll pay the same price, 6 to 4.
6 to 4, $2.50.
Yep.
Max bet $50.
Yep.
Oh.
Seems to be a running theme this week. Just seem to nail the 6 to 4.
I just like saying 6 to 4. That's great. All right, that's enough from us. Mood of a sad note to start the show, but I hope you enjoyed the program. And, of course, if you are going to have a bit of a punt on the Perth Cup or the Perth Galaxy or anything across the Sportsbet app, just do so in a responsible manner. And we'll see you next time.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.
Yep.